Show them to all. Today's officer is Shalom Shabbos, Daf Mem Gimel. We are starting Mem Beis Amud Beis, the bottom line, and Vilna Sura's Daf. It's on Laman Hey Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Mirum Sar, Basav Yaakov Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Uliyah. So Mishnah told us, one's not aware, a sandal hamasumer, a hobnailed sandal on Shabbos. However, now the Gemara tells us that's only if the nails are there to strengthen the sandal, but if they're just there for noy, for beautification, to make it look nice, then it's not a problem. So we ask Kamas Mirum Yubai, how many nails does the sandal lie to have, and it's not a problem? Mem Gimel went off on the top, Rabbi Yechonomer, he says, Chamisha. It could have five nails. And how to remember this? Chamisha Sefer Torah, like the five books of Moses. Rav Chanina Amar, he says, Shiva, it's allowed to have seven nails. How to remember this? Uchi Amecha Dovecha. Apostle Gemara Sabracha says, Barzel Unechoshes Min Alecha. And we understand from here that we're allowed to have Barzel in shoes. And the question is, how many? And the continuation of the Pasuk is the answer, Uchi Amecha Dovecha, like your days, and days is seven. And Nagin Karabon, Kadar Rav Chanina, the Rabbanon, their custom was like Rav Chanina, that they allowed seven nails in the sandal. Darsh Avacha B'Shem Rav Chanina, he tells us Tisha, there could be nine nails. Now, Rebbe put 13 nails in one sandal and 11 in the other sandal, Kaminyan Mishmaros. That's like the number of Mishmaros. We know the Kaihanim are broken up into 24 Mishmaros, or 24 groups, each one serving a week at a time in the base of Mikdash. And so he held that a total of 24 nails could be in the sandals. Now, the reason why he put 11 in one and 13 in the other, not 12 and 12, is because of Zugais, which is pairs. We don't want to do things in pairs. That's not a discussion for now, but that's why he did 11 here and 13 there. Now, what's the source in the Pasuk? So it tells us, now, the little translation of the Pasuk is referring to nails, and even the word masmer, which means nail, is spelled with a samach. The Pasuk actually has a sin, and that's how it's read. However, the drasha is to read it with a shin, ma mishmarois esrim arba, af masmerim esrim arba, just like there are 24 mishmaros of kuna, so too we could have 24 nails. There is a chanina where he says, kilbis, that's a proper girsa, eino el minyan masmerim, that does not count as part of the nails. A kilbis is a nail which is bent over like a U, it basically has two sharp points, that's not counted as a regular nail. Rav Zeir Shaler of Baba Herzavta, he asked him the following, Ma'u litnei makabe sandal echad? Could a person take all these nails that we're talking about and put them on one sandal, or do they have to be broken up into two? So Amalei told him, Shari, it's permitted. And same question, Ma'u litnei makabe minal echad? What about putting them on one shoe? Amalei Shari, he said it's permitted as well. And we also learn from here that a shoe is the same thing as a sandal. It's not just usher to have a hobnailed sandal, it's also usher to have too many nails in a shoe. Once we're talking about sandals and shoes, the Gemara continues, Ein megardin min olam v'sandalim, no scraping shoes or sandals on Shabbos. If there's mud on them, you're not to scrape it with a knife because that might end up peeling off some leather, and that's the Isra of Machek. Aval Sachin Umadichanoisan, one could put oil on them or wash them off if they're dirty. That's not a problem. Now, Krispaya says, B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, the Talmidim Rabbi Chia Ruba Amrin, the Talmidim of Rabbi Chia HaGadol, the great Rabbi Chia, they said as follows, Hari Shainim Hayu Ayar Megardim. The original group of Talmidim said that one is allowed to scrape mud off their shoe on Shabbos, whereas Vashniim, the second group of Talmidim, Hayu Ayarim, they said, Ain Megardim, that one's not allowed to do so. V'Chalsu Rebbe, I asked Rebbe, who's part of the first group of Talmidim, Vemiron, he said, "Ain't megarden that really you're not allowed to scrape." Now, Rav Zeir says, "Hazil chadim in talmida Rav Chia." This memra from the talmid Rav Chia is not true. It's gone because we see that somebody from the first group of talmidim says that it's usher to scrape. So, it must be this memra from the original talmidim is not true. Continuing, Rabban de Kesaron say, "B'shem Rav Shimon Chanina kedivre mishu aimer megarden." They hold like the one that you are allowed to scrape a shoe on Shabbos. Ubaval lachar hasakin, as long as the back of the knife is used, this is called kala achar yad. It's being done in an unusual manner, and therefore it's permitted. Rav Chia Barashi. He tells us, Nehigin Avidin Yasun Kumi Rebbe. Our custom was when we would sit in front of Rebbe, Mashchin Umashazgin, we would anoint and clean our shoes or sandals, Avolema Garden, but we wouldn't scrape them. Another memra, Ain Sachim and Olam Sandalin, no anointing shoes or sandals. This is referring to shine them. If they're dirty, one is allowed to, as we just mentioned before. This is talking about if he just wants to shine them and make them look extra nice, he's not allowed to wash them or anoint them. Another memra, Loyal Sachadim Asraglai, a person is not allowed to anoint his foot with oil, Vihi Besai Chaminol, if it's inside a shoe, or Vesraglai Besai Chasan. He can't anoint his foot with oil if it's inside his sandal. That's because it looks like he's trying to get the oil onto his shoe or sandal. Aval sachu esragel v'noisa b'soicha minol v'esragel v'noisa b'soicha sandal. He could put oil on his foot and then place it into the shoe or sandal. And even though some oil is going to get on it, that's not a problem because he had put the oil on his foot before he put it inside his shoe or sandal. And one last thing, sach shemen umes agel gabei katuvlaya chadasha ve'inu chayshesh. One could put oil on themselves and roll on a new katuvlaya, which is basically a large leather sheet or mat, and he doesn't have to be worried that now he's anointing it with oil because the oil was first placed on him. Now we are not gairus the next two lines, so we skip the two dots. Ein loshen min olam sandalim chadashim. One is not allowed to wear new shoes or sandals on Shabbos. Elam kein lofshan v'halch b'hem b'yayim, unless he already wore them and walked in them before Shabbos. That's because we're afraid he's going to walk out with these new shoes on Shabbos. They're not going to fit him properly, and then he's going to take them off and carry them. Dal adamas and the shus rabim. So he has to make sure to try them on beforehand and walk with them to make sure that they fit. And the question is, kamei be luchan? How much does he have to walk in them before Shabbos to know that they're perfectly fine? And so you have a number of different answers. B'nei Barti Debar Kapara Amrin, and the sons of the daughter of Bar Kapara, meaning his nephews, they said, Mi Beis Rabbi Debar Kapara, from the Beis Medrash of Bar Kapara, A Beis Rabbi Rabbi Shea, until the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shea. Tzipor Yoy Amrin, the people of Tzipor said, Min Kenisha de Bavloi, from the Babylonians' shul, Ad Darti Debar Chama Bar Chanina, until Chama Bar Chanina's house, and Tivrai Amrin, they said, Min Sidra Ruba, from the big Beis Medrash, Ad Chanuse de Rabbi Shea, until Rabbi Shea's store. Moving on, continue to discuss sandals. Now in the context of Tuma, we know that when a Kli is Tame, one way to make it Tahar is to break it and make it unusable. And so now we're going to see what this has to do with a sandal. Sandal, a sandal which is Tame, Shenifsku Aznav, that its ears broke. These are the two flaps coming out of the sides. Or Shenifsku Chavatav, the straps broke. These straps are what actually tie it to the foot. Or Shenifsku Tarsiyosav, its Tarsiyah is broke. These are the things that connect the straps to the ears. Oy, Shapirsha Achas Mikapav, that's a proper girsa. One of the soles fell off. Tahar, now they're tar because they're unusable, and so they're not tame anymore. However, nefska achas me'aznav, if only one of the ears broke, or achas me'chavatav, one of the straps, or achas me'tarsiyosav, one of these connector pieces broke, oy shapirshu rav mikapav, or if only the majority of the sole got ruined, tame, it still is tame because it's still a usable sandal. However, remember, going based on the top, Rabbi Yehuda tells us, hapnimis tame'a. If something on the inner part of the sandal broke, it's still tame because it's still somewhat usable now, and it's also able to be fixed. However, achitzoyna tahira. If something on the outer part of the sandal broke, it's tahar, because it can't be fixed due to the fact that everyone's going to be able to see that there was something done over here. It doesn't look nice. And also, according to Yehuda, one is not going to switch the right sandal to the left foot and left sandal to the right foot in order to make this ruined part to be now on the inside. And therefore, if an outer part of the sandal broke, it's tahar. Now, Yaakov Bar Acha quotes of Tavlai Chanin Barba, who says b'shem Rav, Halacha Kerb Yehuda L'nin Shabbos, the Halacha Kerb Yehuda in regards to Shabbos. Our Shol Bar Yitzchak Havalei Ovda, he had a story that on Shabbos the sandal broke. And Shalach Rav Yaakov Bar Acha Gabir Uchir Barva, he sent Rav Yaakov to ask Rav Chiya Bar Ava this question, Amalei, he told him, Shem Shein Chalkin B'toma, that's proper girsa, the same way they argue in regards to Toma, Kachin Chalkin B'Shabbos. That's the same achalkas in regards to Shabbos, and Vahir Leik Rabbanon, he paskin for him like the Rabbanon. Now, Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak Bai, he asked the following, V'Shama Meimar Halach Rav Yehuda, V'Hu Mayer Leik Rabbanon, we are the Halachas like Rav Yehuda, and he's paskin like the Rabbanon. You have another similar story, Rav Acha Rav Yitzchak Havalei Ovda, he had a situation where a sandal broke on Shabbos, Shalach Shalor Rav Ze'era, he sent a message and asked Rav Ze'era, and Rav Ze'era Shalor Rav Imi, Rav Ze'era asked Rav Imi, Amalei, and he told him, Kedivim Yishu Metame, according to the one who's Metame such a sandal, meaning it's still considered a Kli, it's still considered a proper sandal, and that's why it's Tame. The proper Girsa is Mutter Lotzeis, but one's allowed to go out with it on Shabbos because it's considered a Kli, it's not a problem. Whereas Kedivim Yishu Metaher, according to Mada Amar, it's such a sandal in the way that it's broken, if it was Tame, now it's Tahar because it's not considered a Kli anymore, it's not a shoe. Usr Lotzeis, but that's proper Girsa, it's Usr to go out with it because it's not considered a Kli, so you're not allowed to go out with it. However, Loi Apigabi Klum, he didn't paskin anything clear, he didn't say whom we paskin like. Another din, Tani was taught, Avol Matayel Hu Bahen, if a person's walking around with his sandal in Shul Sarabim and it broke, he still is allowed to continue walking with it, Ad Shumagia Ad Pesach Hatzeroi, until he reaches the entrance of his Chatzer. Wouldn't require him to take his shoe off right now in the Shul Sarabim and leave it and walk barefoot. He is allowed to plod his way along with his broken sandal up until he gets his Chatzer, then he has to take it off. And we have a story about this, Rav Acha Rav Ze'ira, Hav Matayel and Bestratin, they were walking around in Shul Sarabim, if Saksandal and Rav Acha, Rav Acha's sandal broke, I mean, Dimatan Lepuli, once he reached the entrance of the chatzer, Amrleh, he told him, Zel Pesach Chatzercha, this is the entrance of your chatzer, so you have to take off your sandal. Now Rav Acha, he was walking around and his sandal broke. Karach Sabane Alehain, he tied some sort of fiber on it in order to hold it together, and this was not mukta because it was fit for Machal Behema, could have been fed to animals, so therefore it's allowed to be used. And similarly, Rav Avo, he was walking around on Shabbos and his sandal broke, and Karach Agid Malavniki, he tied a bundle of some sort of medicinal herb on it, and that must be that Sarah Rav Avo holds that Agid Malavniki, this medicinal herb, Muchanhu, it's considered muchan because even though refu on Shabbos is usur, so you can't use it for medicine, it still could be fed to animals and therefore it's not mukta. However, now we have a story the other way. Rabbi Yoina, his sandal broke on Shabbos and right away, Talke l'chanuse de chalitra, he took it off and threw it into a store. According to some, the girsa is just de chalitra, which means he threw it into a bakery. According to others, regards the next word as well, vikar, which means a store of chashev things, like a jewelry shop, and he threw his sandal in there right away and didn't continue walking along with it, even though we said he could go up until his chatzer. And bigger chiddush over here is of tzivchad hava sidre yakir Rebbe Elazar, even though right nearby was the very chashev beis medrash Rebbe Elazar, and it would have been well guarded over there, so he could have plodded along until he got to that beis medrash. Metalklei, nonetheless, he threw it off right away the moment it broke. And Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Kum Reb Ze'ira, Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked for Reb Ze'ira another question regarding sandals. Ma'ol hachlif, is a person allowed to switch their shoes or sandals? Could they put the right on the left and the left on the right? On one hand, maybe that's considered a normal way of wearing it. On the other hand, maybe since it's not normal because it's the wrong foot, and then it's just considered like carrying something needlessly on Shabbos. So Reb Zeir told him shari is permitted, but afilu kain, even so, Amar Leih, Reb Zeir continued telling him, pak chami chad siv, go find an elderly chacham, usmaich aloi, and rely on him. If he tells you it's permitted, so then you can rely on him. Nafak, he went out, ba'ashkach l'rabba bar mamol, he found Rabba mamol, v'shalai, he asked him, v'shar, and he said it's permitted. And our Yesi tells us, masnisan amar shu min malbush. Our Mishnah tells us that even if it's on the wrong foot, it's still considered a malbush, it's still like you're wearing a garment. The Tanin, we have a Mishnah that tells us about chalitza, that a woman's husband died, and they didn't have children, so the husband's brother is doing chalitza, she takes off his right shoe. However, the Mishnah says, Aibishal smol b'yamin, if the left shoe was placed on the right foot, chalitza sakshera, it's still a valid chalitza. And so we see that even though the shoe is on the wrong foot, it's still considered a malbush. One last din, before we stop for the day, we had said before on Amud Aleph, that if the whole sole fell off, then it's going to be tahar because it's not considered a shoe, but if only the majority of the sole fell off, so it's not going to be tahar because it's not usable. Now we just clarify this, hadada tamar, this is a proper girsa, l'reichav. This is if it broke along the width. For example, if the sole snapped, and we still have the entire length of the sole, it just broke along the width of it, so even if the majority had broken off, it still could be used because we still have something covering the entire length of the foot. Maybe not the entire width, but still the entire length. Mem da'an omer alfa on top, aval la'ayrech, but if it broke on the length, for example, the whole toe part fell off, and only the heel part is left, tzarech she'echayv ezrev ha'regel, it has to be able to cover the majority of the foot in order to be able to be usable, and if it doesn't, so it's not considered a shoe, and would lose its tamei status. We're going to stop here for the day, and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss shoes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.